Welcome to the podcast of William Patterson University's chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, or WPSPJ, where voices from the news industry guide us and inspire our future. On this podcast, we'll spotlight the activities of the nationally recognized Society of Professional Journalists chapter at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey. We are the reporters of today and tomorrow, committed to SPJ's mission of diversity and democracy, and inspiring successive generations of talented individuals to become dedicated journalists.
Hello, college journalists. I'm Tommy Sherwood, the executive producer of the WPSPJ podcast. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Today, I'm taking you to the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, where our SPJ chapter shadowed sports writers at a New Jersey Devils hockey game. Strap on your skates and let's hit the ice, or the press box at least. Now, about a year ago, I changed my major from physical education to journalism, with hopes of becoming a sports writer. I thought that was a pretty big adjustment, but today's guest, Christy Flannery, made a much bigger leap from working as a legal assistant at two New Jersey law firms for several years to becoming a hockey reporter. She covers the Devils for the hockey writers as well as the hockey news. I caught up with Christy before the Devils game and asked her about her career transition.
But yeah, I got to a point in my legal career that I had this like nagging feeling to just try writing. Because at that point, I'd rather fail and know I tried than not try at all. Because what you'll learn is that you are your biggest obstacle. Nobody else's. Your biggest competition is yourself. And I just said one day, my husband was like, screw it, just try it. So I quit my law job, and the next day I got my first writing job. And then I don't have a mentor, I never did. And I had to kind of just learn myself how to do it, how to treat people, how to build relationships, because nobody has really fully, you know, taken me under their wing. So it's a very weird journey.
I'm sure lots of you young journalists are questioning your own career paths. I hope you'll take heart in Christy's story. She essentially had to teach herself how to become a journalist. We all doubt ourselves sometimes, like Christy said. We're our own biggest obstacle, but the beauty of being human is that you can accomplish whatever you desire if you're willing to put in the work and trust the process. I also asked Christy how her legal background informs her reporting. She described how she develops relationships with coaches and players. Let's listen.
So what you're going to learn is that everyone has a different approach, and it's not necessarily one's better than the other. It's just everybody's different. And I think because of the path I took to get here, they're humans first, because I always dealt with the human aspect of life. So there's a way to approach them as a human, but they also understand, like, they have a very good grasp of what the media is, what that role is, and what they have to be asked. It's just how you approach them and how you say it.
Reporters are constantly on deadlines, and it is so easy to focus on what we need to put together, a story, and forget that our sources aren't just pieces in an article, but human beings. Get to know them. Make them feel comfortable. Maybe you'll develop a relationship over time, and your sources will give you information they're not telling other reporters. There is lots of distrust towards the press these days. We can each do our part to change that perception by treating sources with respect. Christy faced a unique obstacle in launching her journalism career. She left her job as a case manager at a law firm in Morristown in March 2021. Much of society was still shut down by COVID. When she started covering hockey, reporters couldn't speak face-to-face with players, which, of course, isn't optimal for relationship building.
You are your biggest obstacle. You are the only competition that you're dealing with is you. You might look into like a media room and say there's 15 other writers, they're my competition. You will drive yourself insane. They are not your competition, you are. Don't focus on what your competition's doing. Focus on what you're doing. Put your energy into that. You'll be happier. Because competition is what makes you upset. That's what kind of brings you down, is when you see what everyone else is doing, you're like, why am I not doing that? And the other thing I will tell you is Lisa Kudrow, she said that for the first three seasons of that show, she really struggled because she couldn't figure out the character. And she went to Joey's back to play Joey and said, I'm not good at this. I can't figure this out. And he was like, give yourself some grace. Give yourself some time. And she goes, it wasn't until season three that I really figured it out and it all clicked for me. So if it's not clicking for you in the first 6 months, it's not clicking in the first year, that's okay. Because it didn't really click for me until my third year. Like, that's not, it was this year that I really got comfortable, because my first year was COVID. So all I had was the media room. I didn't have that one-on-one access. Everything was on a microphone, which is extremely intimidating. So definitely give yourself grace and don't be so hard on yourself. Just try to be better than the day before. And something else somebody told me was, just because what your best is in a certain moment might not be your overall best, but in that situation, it was the best you can give. Whether you were too exhausted or you had other stuff in your life going on, it's okay. Like, your best isn't always this. Sometimes it's just, this was what I was dealt with. This is the hand I had. This is the best I could do in that moment, and you should be proud of that. Not compare it to your overall best when everything's rainbows and butterflies.
Quite the long soundbite there, but is it ever so important? And by the way, the actor Lisa Kudrow that Christy mentioned was an actor on Friends. I came away from this conversation with Christy with a few takeaways. One, don't compare yourself against anyone else or some ideal you have about how your career will go or what you'll accomplish on a daily basis. Life is rarely ideal. I learned this myself as an athlete. I used to compare myself against players who had much more experience than I did. That's when I learned that comparison is the thief of joy. I'm grateful Christy took the time to chat with me, interrupting her preparation for covering the game, by sharing advice with an inspiring sports writer. I hope all of you as listeners benefited from our conversation too. Anyways, that is a wrap on this week's WPSPJ podcast. Be kind to yourself, everybody, and please rate and review our podcast on Apple. We'd love to reach more listeners, and reviews are sort of a digital word of mouth that helps us a lot. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the WPSPJ podcast. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram and Twitter at WPSPJ. Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple. Until next time, we are SPJ.